Welcome to Brain Core, the podcast that introduces you to new psychology and neuroscience research. I'm Tolu Ferramica, and I'm joined by my co-host, Christina Balcanis. Hey, Christina. How are you?
I'm good. Feeling a little bit on the spot since you just tossed out my full name like that today. I guess it's going to be a serious combo.
It is nothing like a serious conversation. I think this is maybe our least serious conversation or least serious episode. It's been a while since we recorded. So this episode, we're going to do a quick update. It's just going to be a quick episode about what's going on with us and what new things to expect from the podcast as well. First, and maybe most importantly, there's a form in our bio, the bio of this episode, that we'd love for listeners to fill out. It allows us to tell you when new episodes are coming out, if new opportunities arise, and other exciting news about the podcast. You just have to put your email and your first and last name. Secondly, we're going to be posting episodes just once a month from now on the 15th of each month, to lessen the workload a little bit and also give ourselves more time to dedicate to other platforms that we'll talk about in a minute. But before we get into that, where are you right now?
A little creepy, eh? I'm in...
just a little bit.
No, it's fine. I'm in Cyprus, actually, in a little city, aka... I don't know. They told me it's not a city. They told me it's a province. But I'm in Nicosia in Cyprus. So,
yeah,
a little bit of a trek
from one province to another.
Exactly. Just a couple doors down from you, Tolu.
Yeah. So for context, I'm in Toronto still. Although I was. In Prince Edward Island, which is a province on the East Coast in Canada. But fun fact, I feel like not a lot of people know this about how we record. We've never recorded in the same room. We've always recorded virtually. And because I've gotten a lot of questions about that, so I just wanted to clarify that for listeners. So this isn't really that different. But what's going on in Cyprus? Why are you there?
Oh my. I'm here for med school. So I'm attending an MBBS program at the university here. It's called University of Nicosia, but they actually are collaborating with a British medical program. So it's kind of St. George's University of London, but the courses are offered out of this university, so it's a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm here for. I'm also here just for like the heat.
The heat.
And the weather and the good vibes. It's 35 degrees Celsius every day.
Oh jeez. I don't know, yeah. Like I like being uncomfortably warm, but only in the winter, if that makes sense. Like, I don't like it in the summer.
Like, when it's cold outside and then you come in and you're nice and cozy and you're, like, blasting heat. Like, a little heater.
Yeah.
You got the fire going. Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. I don't
know. Honestly, I'd have to agree with you. When I first got here, it was hitting 45 degrees Celsius.
No.
And that's not it.
I went
to the beach. Yeah, I went to the beach hoping I'd cool down, but the water was even warm. It was like stepping into a hot tub, and I was like, okay, there's no escaping this, except for inside with the AC.
Yeah, like on PEI, Prince Edward Island, my friends and I went to the beach, and usually, like when it's really hot outside, the water is still cold. And so it always takes us a while before we like immerse ourselves into the water. But I don't know. I feel like I would prefer if the water was warm.
Yeah.
But that's me.
Yeah, I guess you always want what you can't have.
Yeah. Exactly.
When you're overheating. But speaking of that, not living here, like from Canada, you're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm gonna have the heat, it's gonna be so nice, I won't have to take out winter clothes. And then you get to the place where you're going to be living, and you realize everything that you had in Canada that you were taking for granted, or in other place, because things are just so different. Like, we cannot drink water out of the tap here. In Canada, if you drink water out of the tap, you're fine.
Yeah.
But here, I have to go to, like, this little hut on the side of the road. It's made out of steel, and it's just filled with filtered water, and you pay, like, 50 cents for 10 liters. And it just fills this huge jug, and you're good for the however long it takes you to drink 10 liters of water.
Oh, wait. So does it snow there?
No. Apparently, there are some mountains where it does snow, but nowhere else on the island. Everyone's like, 360 days of sunshine. And I'm looking at the clouds like, maybe you'll be the rain cloud of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
So you have to, like, go and get your water outdoors.
Yeah.
To, like, okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know. Like, even here, I know I don't have to do anything to the water from the tap, but I still boil it, and then I'll put it in the fridge. I don't know what it is. Like, it's a process for me. I have to get the water, boil it. Some people have, like, a filtration system of sorts. I don't. Yeah. It's just when I feel like when I boil it, I'm like, okay, it's fine now. You know?
So extra. I would just drink straight out of the tap.
Yeah. You don't know how many people have come over and they're just like, wait, why can't, like, why do you have another jug in the fridge or something like that? Or it's a whole process. I don't know.
Huh. I mean, yeah, here they said, like, we don't have to boil it because it's not microbes or anything in the water, but it's just lots and lots of minerals.
Right.
Like, it's really heavy, so it could give you kidney stones or something like that. Mm. I'm sure I'll learn more about that in med school.
Are you excited? Like, you've started already, right?
Yeah, we started 3 days ago, and it feels like it's been 3 weeks. Because I don't know why, it's not, okay, I'm gonna bite my tongue, because if I say it's not hard, then it's gonna get really hard, but they teach us in a different style. It's not like sitting in lectures. Every week we have a different case, and so we kind of do detective work throughout the case to figure, like, throughout the week to figure out what was wrong with the patient in our case, but it's not a, like, I'm not dealing with real patients yet, but this week it was a story about, you read the whole write-up, and we figured out at the end of it that he had carbon monoxide poisoning. But throughout all that, you have to do, like, a lot of work, like, searching up what these symptoms mean, and then different words that you might not know. You're Googling translations, going on Wikipedia, even though you should be using credible journals. And you're trying to figure out what's wrong, but it's fun. It just feels like it's been a long time.
Right. I don't know, like, that sounds fun to me. Maybe slightly related but also unrelated. I started watching Chicago Med. Like, on Netflix. I love, like, med school or just hospital shows, like Grey's Anatomy. And I know, like, I'm going to get a lot of flack about this from listeners or just, like, friends. But the thing is, I don't know. Like, it kind of helped me to narrow down what I wanted to do in terms of a career, which we'll get to later. But let me see. How do you feel, like, being away from home, though?
I don't know. It's, I think I'm kind of used to it. And part of it is, like, there's so much work to do at school that you don't really have time to miss it as much as you would. But, like, when I FaceTimed my brother, I was a bit sad for him because I feel bad that he's alone. And then some things are tough. lucky that I know Greek because I feel really bad for the kids that come here and don't speak the language. I tried to call to make an appointment somewhere today, and my sister said, why don't you just speak to them in English? Everyone speaks English. And I said, like, hello, and they hung up on me. The line went dead, so then I called back and spoke Greek, and they spoke back to me. And I just assumed, like, probably she didn't know Greek or know English, so she maybe she lied on her resume like everybody and said she speaks both. So she hung up because she didn't know what to do, but I just feel bad because if another student calls and has to book an appointment, then they're kind of stuck.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah, that is quite nice when you speak the language.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be low-key my worry if I were to go somewhere where, like, the dominant language wasn't English or there was this other dominant language with English.
It makes you appreciate all the, like, sometimes you don't even realize when you see an immigrant speaking English, all the obstacles that they're going through.
Yeah.
And then now here, even though I know the other language, it's like cluing in more the amount of stuff that they have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, to new beginnings, there's no, there's no term of the episode for this episode for the first time ever. But we do have a concept for to lead our discussion. And that's the idea of starting new chapters, like starting a new chapter in your life. So I guess for me, I'm in my fourth year right now at U of T. And this year I'm actually applying to grad school. We'll see how that goes, but I'm applying to clinical psychology programs, aiming to specialize in clinical neuropsychology. And just to go back to what I was saying about, like, hospital shows and all of that, I don't know, I think before, when I was thinking about applying to grad school, I wanted to apply for, like, a master's PhD in psychology. I think we talked about that once. I don't know, I was just looking to it more and I was like, I don't think for me personally it would be as fulfilling as if I were to add on this role of also being a clinician of sorts, because I don't know, like, I love being in hospital settings, working in labs that are located in hospitals. I always felt more myself and, like, I don't know, more fulfilled when I'm interacting with others. So that's the plan for me right now. So in a way, it's like starting a new chapter, hopefully in the next year or so. We're also starting a new chapter for the podcast. We've been talking about this for a couple of months.
Nice segue.
Yeah. Thank you. So we're hoping to expand to YouTube, and so we're hoping to have a video out very soon that'll kind of explain why we're expanding to YouTube.
She says very soon with a question mark because that's on me. Seems like I'm running a bit on Greek time.
No, it's also on me. It's like every time you send me a draft, I'll just be like, can you add that and that?
And, and then it takes my poor Mac 12 hours to open because it sounds like an airplane taking off. It's like, and I'm like, oh no, not again.
Yeah, Macs may not be the best for editing videos or editing long videos.
No, definitely not. I don't know what's happening right now, but as we record this, it's the fan is having a little bit of an issue.
An episode. Yeah. It happens on my end. Like, I have two laptops, but you can't get iMovie on your, like, on my Windows laptop, my PC. But
anybody have laptop recos? Any of our listeners?
Yeah.
Because I could use a new one probably very soon. So email us.
Yeah. Email us. Let us know what laptops to get. I mean, you can use Premiere Pro on a PC. Like on a, so I guess maybe there's also that. I just, I'm too lazy to teach myself Premiere Pro and also don't want to pay for it. So, but yeah, so we're expanding to YouTube and that will involve a lot of moving parts. So that's also why we're reducing the actual audio episodes to just one a month. I mean, maybe sometimes if we have a lot of free time, which is unlikely, we might put out like two episodes or something, but like a bonus episode. But for now, I think we're just going to stick to the one. And with that, we were very fortunate to receive a grant, the Rising Youth Grant. Yeah, drum roll. yeah, so we were able to be, like our project was approved for that grant. And so what we proposed was a project that would help students. So maybe like a series of events. We're still brainstorming the details of that, but it's going to involve a lot of giveaways for students, which we're really excited about. And so definitely if you're not already, follow us on Instagram at the Brain Core Podcast, where we'll be announcing all of those things, and also fill out the form in our bio so that we can reach you directly. But yeah, so it was really exciting. Like when I got the email, I was like, yeah, you got the grant. Yeah. Applying for grants for podcasts. Like I was Googling possible grants for podcasts and not that much was coming up. Like it's really tough to get your pod funded. But
we totally have... did it, guys.
No. We have some money flow now, so we'll be able to actually do more things and also hopefully get our website up and everything.
Get the word out there. Or
she
can use the money. No. For tuition. I'm joking.
That's hilarious. That's,
we wouldn't do that. But speaking of tuition.
Yeah.
How are your plans of becoming an international student?
International. What do you mean by that? I don't know.
She hasn't shared this with you guys yet, as in you, the audience. But she shared this with me, so I'm trying to get her to share it on the podcast. So Tolu, our friend, is trying to become international, and we're praying that she does, because we love Tolu, so... you want to share those plans with everyone instead of just bragging about me out here?
Sure. So about maybe like 2019, I started this process of just trying to get this MyTax Global Link Research Award that would allow me to fly to the UK and conduct research there. So I did get the email a couple months ago that like my supervisors and I, we got that approved. But of course, with like the situation of COVID, a lot of the travel plans had to be suspended or rescheduled to January. So hopefully in January, I will be closer to Christina.
We absolutely loathe COVID.
Yeah, it's just been... like 2022, all the way from 2019. It's crazy to me because there were so many times where I was like, is this gonna work out? And there were so many times where like I would get an email back saying like, can you make an edit to the proposal, or like, can you do that? And so it was just a long process, but yeah, so that's been approved, so hopefully I can become an international student of sorts when I'm there. I'll be there for 3 months at the University of York in Yorkshire.
So, not York U, not York U. Yeah,
not York University.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we're just clarifying.
Yeah, definitely not anything wrong with that. I mean, that's one of the places I want to apply to for grad school. Because they have a great psychology, like a neuropsychology program. So,
but yeah, they had that, I forget what experiment it was, but there was like a whole experiment where they literally built a room that looked like a house to test people in that.
Interesting.
It was very extra.
Isn't like, all yes. research? Yeah, yeah, so.
I mean, some research may be more than others.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, she was applying 1 year PC pre-COVID. Mm. Yeah, like, you know, 1,000 years BC. But
yeah, that's what it feels like. 1 year
PC, and here we are in 2 year AC.
Is that what we're used?
Is it DC because it's during COVID? Will there be an after COVID, or is this the new reality?
I think there will be an AC, but right now we may be in DC during COVID. Cases are going back up here in Toronto.
I can't wait till DC becomes the Paleolithic era.
This is no longer a psychology and neuroscience podcast.
Well, it goes with our new beginnings theme because
true.
The era of AC after COVID, mm-hmm. not air conditioned, after COVID, will mm-hmm. be a new beginning.
True, actually. I mean, also with us moving on, there's also the new perspective that like maybe med school would give, as well as grad school. Because right now, right, like the podcast is psychology and neuroscience related, but maybe we'll also get into more like medical school topics, like, you know.
Yeah, we could definitely edit it because we called it brain core, so it could just be like anything smart.
Nah, it's still, I mean, we'll keep it brain core because at the end of the day, I guess that is the focus.
The core of the brain.
Indeed. I mean, if we go back in history when they thought the core was the heart, but they realized that was wrong. So, but let me see, do you, with this new chapter, is there anything that you're worried about or looking forward to?
I was worried. Well, mm-hmm. It comes and goes. Like, I was worried for a while because I was thinking all the way down the road to applying for residency, and I was just like, some people don't even match. What if I don't match? But then I realized, you know what? COVID just threw out a whole year of my life practically, so I can throw out a few more if I need to.
No, that was the thought process.
No, I think COVID gave me some new perspectives. I didn't throw out the year, but I realized like sometimes things just don't go as planned, and you have to, mm-hmm. you can't always be expecting things to go your way. You have to be ready for the unexpected, expect the unexpected. And so
true.
I think there's really, there like, it's okay to be prepared and to have worries about things, but there's no point fretting over stuff when you can't.
That's control. Out of your control.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with that. No, I completely agree with that because I guess for me, when I was thinking about the, like, traveling abroad to do the research, I was actually planning to leave September, but then of course, like, the University of Toronto has a ban on student travel right now until January, so that was also just like threw a wrench in my plans, and so I was starting to stress about that. But like you said, like, a lot of the things that are out of our control, there's no use worrying about it. So I just you know, talked to my supervisors, rescheduled the plans, and said, how are you guys feeling about a January start date? And they were like, yeah. I mean, honestly, like, the email I got back was like, it literally doesn't matter. Like, it's fine. Yeah, so that was really reassuring for me. And so since then, and also this is my, just to add on to the things that I'm doing, this final year is also my thesis year. So there's going to be a lot of, I've been reading in the summer.
Are you doing two or one? Because I think at one point you were saying you wanted to do two or something.
No, just one. Just one. Like, technically the thesis is part of the research project, so it's kind of like a smaller, it's a portion of the larger project, so there's a lot of pieces.
We'll both be working hard.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens.
Right now, do you know what you would be wanted, like, what would you want to be matched into?
It's funny because all the students were asking each other that, and I was glad that I wasn't the only one that had no clue. I do have a bit of an idea. Like, sometimes I say maybe pediatrician because I like to work with kids, and then other times I'm like, maybe psychiatrist because I like to I like to talk to people and figure out things on more of a psychological level. But then sometimes I'm like, won't that be a burden if I'm dealing with people's issues all the time? So we'll figure it out on the way.
Am I rubbing off on you? Because
hey, maybe. That was my... We're going to open up a practice together. Tolu and Christina.
Psychiatrist.
The brain core psychiatry.
Right. But like, that was my...
off as a podcast.
Multi-billion dollar business.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be making billions. Okay, just dream a little, Tolu.
Okay.
New beginnings, guys.
Y'all, you know me, I'm very realistic.
This is the start of something. You know High School Musical?
Yeah. Like, I was gonna say, but that was my reason for not just saying, okay, I want to do clinical psychology, because my thing from the beginning was I don't want to be a therapist, because I just felt I felt like it was a little bit burdensome. But that's like my personal opinion. You know, a lot of people are great psychotherapists and clinical psychologists, but so that's why I want to specialize in neuropsychology.
We should ask the viewers what they think we should specialize in.
Yeah, from listening to us for the past couple months, it's actually been a year now. We had a 1 year anniversary
a couple months ago.
Yeah, I knew when the day like happened, because I took a screenshot of my lock screen the day I think either we released the first episode or the day the idea like came into fruition. We did not celebrate, but
that's okay. We didn't want to get old, that's why. Staying
time
forever.
Time is an illusion.
As a wise man, Albert Einstein, once said, time is relative.
Right. What was I going to say? But yeah, I was thinking about it too for you. I was like, what would I see Christina doing? I'm surprised that you said psychiatry.
Like, when I said pediatrician, this person, one of the other med students, like, smiled and got really excited for me. And I was like, you were like, yes, that's it. That's what I see you as. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm not even sure. I was just listing some things.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. I also could see myself in emergency for some reason.
I can see that.
I feel like high stress, and because it's more diverse, because it'll keep me interested. I won't get bored of, like, the same thing every day. Like, gunshot wound. Oh, that's new. Stab victim. that car accident. It would be it would be traumatic, but it would keep me on my toes.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll I get what you mean. I mean, I guess the same could be said sort of for psychiatry if you're faced with different types of cases.
Yeah.
But that's what I was also like. I like that idea that you're able to get a case and then investigate. Like, that's why I said at the beginning that what you were describing sounded fun to me, because that's what draws me to neuropsychology. It's like, you get a case, you get to like run all these different tests, assess the patient, diagnose, and then maybe give some course of treatment. Like, a, so I guess, yeah, I mean, I can see you in the ED.
Fast forward to 4 years from now, we'll see.
And you're doing like something completely different.
I'll be in obstetrics. I'll be in obstetrics. Is that what you would say? I can't even say it, so I'm not gonna be there. I'll be delivering babies instead. It's an obstetrician, but what would the department of the hospital be called?
Obstetric. OB.
Yes, I'll be in the OB delivering babies instead of healing gunshot wounds and stab victims.
I think I can also see that. I don't know. I don't know why it was surprising for me to hear psychiatry.
I think maybe sometimes my personality isn't the best for psychiatry.
What do you mean by that?
I think maybe like I'm not serious enough. Like, when I have to be, I am. But if I were to sit down with a patient and like talk about something serious, I might not be able to handle those conversations properly. We'll see. It's just my, like, I don't think my personality, I don't know. I think it's too all over the place. And then sometimes I lose focus when I'm talking to people. So maybe the ER would be better because it's like all over the place. So it, I don't have to stay focused because, oh, this person is here, but now they just brought me somebody else.
Yeah, like, no, I get exactly what you mean, because I was thinking about it also, and I was, while I was watching Chicago Med, and the psychiatrist was like doing his thing, and I was like, it takes so much focus, and like, you need to be present enough to be able to know what to say next, and also what to do with your observations, and you also have to be observing the patient so much. I guess it varies from patient to patient, but yeah, I was like, that is an impressive amount of focus that they're able to do.
I think you have a lot more of that than me.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think maybe what distinguishes me from someone who actually goes in wanting to be a therapist of sorts or a counselor is the want to do that. Like, do you know what I mean?
I mean, you like, don't have it?
No, it's like, I think, yes, I'm not even going to lie, that's my natural personality, is to listen and to be able to give appropriate advice and stuff. I already do that with friends, but is that what I want to do as a career?
Do you want to make a job out of it?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I was watching these actors on Hollywood Reporter on YouTube. Yeah, they're round tables, and one thing that was just, and I was also watching like the Nobel Prize winners, because they also have round tables. I just really like round tables on YouTube. So I'm watching them, and one thing, there was a pattern of what they were saying, this like similar thread through all their conversations, is that, you know, one of them was saying, we're just lucky that we're successful doing something that we enjoy. But that the one thing that was similar to all of that is that they all enjoy what they're doing. So, like, one of them was saying, it's not even that we're, like, the smartest people, like, the Nobel Prize winners were saying this. They were saying, like, it's not even that we're the smartest. It's not that we work the hardest. Like, we just enjoy what we do. And luckily, that resulted in success of some sort. So that's kind of how I know, like, if I'm going on the right path is, like, am I still enjoying what I'm doing? And if I am, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's, you gotta like what you're doing at the end yeah. of the day. But one of the ladies that I worked for over the summer said, you have to like what you're doing, but you also have to make money. So make sure you make money. And I was like, okay.
Yes, yeah. She's
like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna tell you that you have to like what you're doing. She was like, if you make money, then you can buy happiness. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's a debate for another day.
What do you guys buy your happiness? Send us an email.
I think, like, even that question was asked on the round tables for the actors. They were like, now that you're, you know, richer, you're making money, you're financially stable, financially healthy, has that brought you some form of happiness? And they said no, you know. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the things that bring you happiness are like the small things. You know, one of them said being able to just go and sit in a park or being able to go out for a walk. Person? Yeah, like they're all really, you know, famous actors. And I was thinking about that and I was like, it's true. Like the stuff that comes with fame kind of eradicates the small stuff that bring you joy and happiness. Like, even to bring this up, this is so unrelated, but to bring up like Cardi B, I remember she was also talking about it once and saying that, you know, she's happy that she's able to buy her mom things, and, you know, other actors are saying they're able to, you know, allow their moms to retire early, their parents support them, buy them new houses. But that there's this, like, this hole that is now present from not, from, like, your anonymity being gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. So, for me, it's, like, I don't think I'd ever want to be that, you know, known that I can't just go out and do what I want to do without a bunch of paparazzi following me around. But of course you want to be known for the work that you're doing. You want to be able to be financially stable and yeah. happy to some extent with what you're doing and the career choice that you
recognized. Well, on that note, I actually saw a famous actor here in Cyprus, but like a Cypriot actor, and I recognized them because they were advertising all week on TV because the show was premiering. So at the beach, I was like, why does this person look so familiar? And then I put two and two together. I was like, oh my God, it's an actor. But it was weird because culturally it's different here where they don't really overreact when they see somebody famous. But the people that knew him were just like respecting his distance, and then at one point a girl that watched the premiere just went over to like congratulate him on the show and like shake his hand, and I was like, in Canada people would be freaking out right now.
Yeah,
there'd be people taking pictures, but I guess it's more low-key. Like if you're famous in Canada, you're like Hollywood famous, but here it's like only the Greeks know who you are,
right? That makes sense. Like, I ran into Jagmeet Singh, the leader of the NDP party. Yeah, he was in PEI. Of all the places, like, I don't meet him in Toronto, where he actually, you know, resides.
Did he make any TikToks?
Yeah, he did. He, like, I think he went to Summerside.
oh my gosh.
Yeah, and made a TikTok there or something. But, yeah, like, I was just downtown PEI. And I saw a lot of people just surrounding him. So I started speed walking to get to him. So now
oh
I have,
gosh.
It's funny. Like I also met Trudeau on PEI. So now like I have pictures with both of them.
So, it actually stands for President Island, everybody.
Yeah. Prince Edward Island is the place to meet politicians. But I guess on election day, we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. So, speaking of that, I've got my ballot sent to me. Not quite sure how this works, mm-hmm. but I got it here. It says to write down the person, the candidate that I'm voting for. It's not like the ticks where you check it off. So I'm like, I have to figure out actually who's running mm-hmm. in my riding for particular parties, which I don't know. So I'll be mm-hmm. asking my parentals for that information.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else.
I can't vote.
But you can't vote? Oh, yeah.
No. Oh.
Gotta get that citizenship.
Yeah, hopefully the next year or so I'll be able to vote, but
hey, for anybody now, in I'll Canada to lose.
I don't know. Paper. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm saying to lose a green no, card. Like, so hit her up in the emails.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't really follow the Canadian election. I usually follow the US election and the election in the UK just because it's more dramatic.
Interesting.
Like election day is so dramatic. It's yeah. I don't know. Here it's like, a whole it's like day ordeal. But with that, maybe we'll come to a close for this episode. It was just supposed to be a quick update. It is now 42 minutes long. but anyway, we'll return to normal next month with another knowledgeable guest or guests. We'll see. We know a lot of students are starting university or going back to school classes this week or the week that just passed, because this will be posted on the 15th. So for that, we do wish you good luck, and we hope it's a fun time for you guys. Hopefully some of your classes are in person, so you can get to meet new friends and all of that. I've been seeing a lot of TikToks lately of people, like, moving into their dorms and then moving out 1 week later because they're like, I can't deal. Yeah, I don't know. But if you want to share some of your experiences with starting a new chapter in your lives, like, feel free. Our email is thebraincorepodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram @thebraincorepodcast and on Twitter @thebraincorepod. And don't forget to fill out that form in our bio. If we do get interesting comments, we'll share them in the next episode, but make sure to get them in soon because we always record weeks in advance. But now, if you're recording on Apple Podcasts, we always appreciate a rating or a comment. It helps to boost the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you are having a great brain day.